Welcome to Shir number 3 on the Sabbath, and here we will continue to examine the concept of melacha. We now know that melacha is an act that shows man's mastery over the world through the use of his intelligence and skill, and that by refraining from this type of activity, one acknowledges and honors the Creator. These are activities that change the environment in a productive manner, and include the range of human productive activities. Now, these are classified into 39 categories that we learned from the Mishkan. We're not concerned with the physical nature of the activity, but rather its objective or its purpose. It is the productive purpose of an act that gives it its distinctive melacha character. We could have many different categories under one melacha category, assuming that they all have a common purpose. So for example, sowing, planting, grafting, pruning, and watering plants are all part of the same melacha, as they all have the purpose of helping plants grow. When it comes to the melacha of cooking and baking, so melachos include such activities as boiling, baking, and frying, but activities such as smelting iron are also usher. And again, these all have the same principle, changing a physical or a chemical state of a substance through heat. The activities that were performed in the Mishkan are called an Av Melacha, and this is the name of the category. In the example that we gave before, the Av Melacha is sewing, and in the second one it is baking or cooking. All the other parts of the categories are called Tolados, and they share the common purpose of the Av Melacha. So Tolados, or Tolada in singular, which is often pronounced Toldos or Tolda, are derivatives. Avos and Toldos are basically the same. They are both Dioraisa and are equally Malachos. There are 39 categories of Malachos, so we're just going to very quickly read through all 39 of them, and later on we will discuss them more in depth. So we have plowing, sowing, reaping, sheaf making, threshing, winnowing, selecting, sifting, grinding, kneading, and baking, sheep shearing, bleaching, combing raw materials, dyeing, spinning, different weaving operations, fill up 17, 18, and 19, separating into threads, tying a knot, untying a knot, sewing, tearing, trapping or hunting, slaughtering, skinning, tanning, scraping pelts, marking out, cutting to shape, writing, erasing, building, demolishing, kindling a fire, extinguishing. Then we have putting the final touches on something called makeh bepatish. And finally, we have carrying from a private to a public domain, or vice versa. This list gives us a summary of the productive purposes of mankind. In a future lecture, so we're going to work on breaking these categories down in order to understand them and some of the rabbinic safeguards that go along with them. There is, however, one melacha which does not seem to fit into the other 38, which is the last one, which is carrying between various domains. Almost all of the melachos that we have mentioned are clearly productive, with the one exception of carrying. Carrying does not seem to fit into melacha conception, like we discussed, and it does not even appear to be work through the standard that we set up. When one carries, they're not changing anything, and it does not even have a productive process. And since there's no skill or preparation involved with carrying, this halacha is, unfortunately, often ignored. However, it is a very important melacha. The Gemara in Shabbos begins by discussing it, and then 7 of the 24 chapters in Shabbos are fully devoted to the melacha of carrying. So that's how important it is. We find that when Yirmiyah was told to warn the people that they would be thrown out of the land, he told them that they could avoid this by keeping Shabbos. And Yirmiyah explicitly mentions the melacha of carrying. So let's see these psukim. It can be found in chapter 17, 19 through 27. God said to me, "Go and stand in the people's gate, through which the kings of Yehuda enter and exit, and in all the gates of Jerusalem. Say to the people, hear God's word, O kings of Judah, all of Judah and all the inhabitants of Yerushalayim who enter these gates. God says, be careful not to carry burdens on the Shabbos day and bring them through the gates of Yerushalayim. Don't take burdens out of your houses on the Shabbos day and don't do any work. Rather, sanctify the Shabbos day as I commanded your ancestors." But the people did not listen or pay heed. They stiffened their necks and would not obey or take instruction. God says, If you listen carefully to me and do not bring burdens through the gates of this city on the Shabbos day, if you sanctify the Shabbos day and do not work then the kings and nobles sitting on David's throne, along with their officials, the men of Yehuda, and the inhabitants of Yerushalayim, will enter the gates of this city riding chariots and horses. The city will be inhabited forever. People will come from the cities of Yehuda and the areas near Yerushalayim, from the land of Binyamin and the coastal plain, from the hills and the Negev, bringing burnt offerings and animal sacrifices, meal offerings, incense, and thank offerings to God's temple. But if you do not obey me by sanctifying the Shabbos day and refraining from carrying burdens when you enter the gates of Yerushalayim on the Shabbos day, I will set her gates on fire, which will consume the palaces of Yerushalayim, and it will not be extinguished. Now, we definitely see that Shabbos is mentioned, but the stress is really placed on this one malacha of carrying, and this is extraordinary. Don't carry, and don't do any other malacha as well. So this requires explanation. What do the 38 malachos have that carrying does not, and what makes them different? So all 38 malachos deal with nature. It may be changing an actual object, such as reaping or dying, or it may be taking something out of nature and placing it into the human sphere, such as trapping or making sheaves. Carrying, however, is different. One may not transfer from a private domain to a public domain, or the opposite, or even walk with an object through a public domain. So clearly, this has nothing to do with nature, but rather, this revolves around the house, the street, and the city. This is what we call human society. The other malachos show that man has mastery over his environment. Carrying, however, shows man being active in the social realm, carrying throughout the community, circulating from house to house through the streets. This can be for trade, but it is specifically for the personal and social aspects of everyday life. So we could say that carrying is a malacha where man pursues his purpose in society. By not doing other malachos, we proclaim that God is the source of our power over nature. When it comes to carrying, we're showing that God is our master in the sphere of human society. We know how complex social organization is in the world. If you study psychology, you see how complex the actual social order is. The world of the house, the street, and the city, this social organization needs the recognition of God's presence and purpose. When one refrains from carrying on Shabbos, he's placing the seal of God on his social life. Now, why did Yirmiyah stress carrying? We could only exist as a nation if we have the knowledge that we are God's people. When one does not carry on Shabbos, they're actively expressing this in their social life. Now, if you're interested in hearing an expanded version of this, if you go to the 19 Letters series that we did a couple of years ago, if you go to Letter 15, Part 3, so we discussed this at length. So this concludes our discussion of Malacha and Shir 3, and next time we will begin to discuss how to practically observe Shabbos.